I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com.
You have to be firm, but not rude. A Stoic guards their time. You get that from Seneca. He chides us for being protective of our property, but spendthrifts with our time. Life is short, he says. Don't waste it. Don't let it be eaten up by other people. Don't fritter it away on the inessential obligations. But the problem with this advice is that if we're not careful, this very real imperative can devolve into selfishness. It can make you an externalizer, so protective of your time that you actually cost people theirs by making them wait, by putting them off, shunting off your responsibilities as a human being to them. So remember, for the Stoics, a key virtue is moderation, which means not being too selfless or too selfish with your time. Marcus Aurelius was taught the importance balance of these approaches by Alexander the Platonist. From Alexander's example, Marcus strove not to be constantly telling people or writing them that I'm too busy unless I really am. Similarly, he says not to be always ducking my responsibility to the people around me because of pressing business. So yes, you have to protect yourself. You have to be firm. But you can't pretend that the world revolves around you or that the world outside your interests doesn't exist. You can't close yourself off to other people completely. You can't just be a taker of time and never a giver. What kind of deal is that? As Marcus said, we decline the inessential so we can give more to the essential. That's the key. We guard our time. We are firm, but for a reason, so that we can be generous and present for the people who matter to us, for the tasks we are put on this planet to accomplish. It's a tricky balance. But if you follow Marcus and Alexander, you'll find it. Hey, it's Ryan. Thank you for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. I just wanted to say we so appreciate it. It's an honor. Please spread the word, tell people about it. And this isn't to sell anything. I just wanted to say thank you. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, the best one yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to the best one yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to the best one yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.